You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're talking about indulgence this week. So what do you indulge in this time of year? Or try not to indulge in? We're going to talk to a financial planner in a second. But first, here are a few of your stories.
What do I indulge in?
Coffee.
Expensive coffee,
I would say.
Straight whiskey.
Only sometimes I'm using drink.
Movies, personal time with the family, and sleep.
What's my, like, dirty little secret? Massages. Pretty much one of my favorite things.
Ooh, I plead the fifth on that one.
Work?
Yeah, I don't really keep myself from too much. I go to the gym, so, you know, try to keep it balanced.
Try to not do?
I make my coffee at home.
Yeah, it's pretty much the sweets, the sugar. Yeah, stay away from that.
I sold my motorcycle.
I usually try not to buy myself anything, just so I can see if someone gets it for me.
Drinking? I don't drink much, so I kind of cut that out.
We don't drink wine.
I do stay away from the booze, because nobody wants to be that guy at the dinner party.
Like, I paid $5 for an Intelligentsia latte, which is not something I do during the rest of the year.
To talk about indulgences and also the ones we might try to cut out, I'm joined by Louis Barajas. He's a certified financial planner and friend of the show. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Lizzie. Happy holidays and Feliz Navidad.
Thank you very much. And to you as well.
Thank you.
So we heard all these voices of people who either try to cut things out or they indulge during the holiday season. What do people tend to splurge on, do you think, during the holiday season in your experience?
Well, it was funny listening to the people. It seemed like they just indulge in either caffeine or alcohol, right? I found that interesting. You know, it used to be, do you remember a long time ago, maybe you might remember people indulged in bikes and slip and slides for their kids? It's now technology and jewelry during this time of the year. And technology, even though the prices have come down, it's still expensive. You know, you're going to buy your kid an iPad or a phone, it becomes expensive. So that's what I think I see mostly people indulging in.
You have been doing this work for a long time. I'm wondering, what are the worst financial indulgences you've seen?
I actually had a lady who set a spending limit of $2,000 for Christmas and ended up spending, I think it was $15,000 on one of those Disney spending holiday vacation packages for her family. So things that you didn't expect because you got caught up with the emotion.
You know, I think about what messages were given, particularly by advertisements during the holiday season. And if I just had to go by TV alone, I feel like I am being told to buy diamonds, chocolate, and a car with a giant bow on the roof. Why is it, do you think, that Americans are so conditioned to kind of let it go a little bit and just give in at this time of year?
There are a couple things, right? I think it's behavioral. One is you've worked the whole year. It's the end of the year. And I think a lot of people just kind of want to reward themselves. The other thing is that we've got mass media marketing. It used to be just television. Now it's television, radio, internet. Every time you turn on, I don't know, you're playing a game, Candy Crush, somebody's selling you something. And so at this point, they're just trying to really approach your emotions and have you, you know, buy products through some kind of emotional behavior. And most of the time, it's just they want to reward themselves.
I'm right up there with the voice we heard of the woman who says she likes a massage. That's one that I could go for.
Again, we have to reframe it. If it's a massage because you need it because you're stressed out, because I know that the show can stress you out, then it's not an indulgence. It's a need.
Now, that seems like a really interesting way to justify things. Where's that tipping point where you go from indulgence to convincing yourself that you need something?
Ah, very good. That's an excellent question. And I will share with you, I go back, as long as you can pay for it, as long as you don't have to go into debt for it, as long as you don't have to put it on a credit card, or if you are going to put it on a credit card, that you can pay it off next month. And so again, as long as you can afford it, there's no problem. But you have to live within your means, correct? So if you have the money to go get a massage, go get the massage. It's okay. The problem is I'm also seeing people who have a lot of money in the bank and a lot of emergency reserves, and they can indulge a little bit. It's okay to indulge. But again, I think that's the line right there. I don't want to see people basically, you know, putting their future on credit because that's what's going to hurt them in the long run.
Just quickly, give me your do's and don'ts for the season.
Set a spending limit. Do set a budget. Make a list of the people you're going to give to. Do focus on the stores that you're going to end up shopping. do go online first and do comparison shopping. Don't go into a store without a budget. Don't go into the store, obviously, just do the opposite of what I just said, without a list. Really sit down and think about how much you can spend. Do not accept credit cards. Every time you're sitting there and you're paying and you're going to a new store, they're offering you a credit card because they'll give you a 10% discount. Don't take those credit cards. Unless you're going to do all their shopping there and you know that you can pay that credit card off next month, don't accept the new credit card.
We are right up on the holidays now. What if, you know, the horse is out of the barn door? You've overindulged, perhaps. What's a strategy for walking yourself back?
If you've already spent the money, then what you want to do now is incorporate your debt into your New Year's resolutions. That's all we can do. Sit down, make a list of the money you've spent, the interest rate you're going to be paying on those credit cards, and start paying those suckers down. And make it a goal that we're going to get these things paid off within the next couple months.
And actually do it, as opposed to, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week?
Absolutely.
Thank
Why,
you,
Lizzie,
Lewis.
You're not, you, when you make those resolutions, you don't keep them?
I overshoot on occasion.
Okay.
Lewis Barajas is a certified financial planner. Thank you so much, Lewis.
Always a pleasure, Lizzie.
Next week, we're focusing on the new year and specifically trying to get a new job. How are you trying to get an employer's attention in 2015? We want to hear your stories. Tell us by visiting marketplaceweekend.org, Marketplace's Facebook page, or tweet us. We're @MarketplaceWKND.